But right now, I've got to go to Hannah Sherlocker, campusreform.org, where she is a contributor. Hannah, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So tell me about this West Virginia professor that believes that Mr. Trump, quote, wants or is encouraging somehow a terrorist attack so he can get to, what is it he's advocating, groupthink? I don't understand that logic. Tell me.
All right. Well, the implication here is Professor Daniel Brewster, a sociology professor at West Virginia University, tweeted that Trump is itching for a terrorist attack. And he believes that this is going to implore groupthink. Ultimately, this is incredibly disturbing, but sadly, it's not shocking coming from this professor and his history of making inflammatory remarks against conservatives. You know, it's one thing to disagree with the president on policy, but to go as far as to accuse him of hoping for the murder of innocent people in order to further, you know, his political agenda is just so out of line. And, you know, it actually contradicts the promises that he ran on his campaign to protect Americans from terror. So why would he want another attack on his watch? It would only prove that he can't deliver. But, you know, beyond that, this tweet is insulting to the actual victims of terror. And it's a bold assumption with really no factual basis whatsoever.
It's a bold assumption. I think it's meant to be, you know, polemical, right? He's trying to stir up a crap storm for himself. Here is a tweet. He said, Donald, this is Daniel Brewster, right? I don't want to misquote anybody. That's the guy we're talking about, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Donald is itching for a terrorist attack here so that he can employ the norms of groupthink and hope everyone falls in line. Hashtag deplorable. What does he mean by groupthink? Is he talking about the mob mentality? Oh, oh no, here it is. It's the same one again. So you tell me, what does he mean by groupthink?
By groupthink, he is, you know, referring to this whole ideology that Trump and all of his supporters are going to come together and, you know, destroy the country. And it's really just lunacy.
Now, hold on. Is it that or is it my sense is he was going after something a little more subtle, which is we have this mob in the social media space that blows into town and tries to destroy people. And he is equating, I think, the sort of that kind of behavior with the voting public that swept Mr. Trump into office. And he's thinking that to get them back behind him, he needs some kind of crisis. Am I reading too much into this?
No, I think you'd be correct in saying that. And it's just absolutely asinine to make that assumption. That's completely unfair to, you know, make the assumption that that political agenda would cause him to, you know, want and hope for a terrorist attack. You know, this professor is known for creating a hostile classroom environment where differing opinions are entirely unwelcome. You know, students have reported that he would ignore and penalize them if they were not unapologetically liberal. You know, students were saying that it's known that if you have him as a professor, that if you have a differing opinion, to keep it to yourself. So really, this professor, he uses the classroom as a bully pit. Bully pulpit for, you know, his left-leaning ideology. And those who disagree will likely remain silent in the fear that speaking will affect their grade. And you know what? This is not something we only see at West Virginia University. We see this across the entire nation at Leadership Institute's campus reform every single day. Students who express views contrary to that of the professor are silenced. You know, recently, a professor at Orange Coast College called Trump's election an act of terrorism. And a professor at Yale called Trump's mental impairment a state of emergency. And, you know, my favorite yet is just this week, University of Washington professor claimed that the stress of Trump will change human evolution. So it's become acceptable for professors to say these kind of things. So it was no surprise scrolling through my Twitter yesterday when I came across this from Professor Brewster. And it's something we're going to continue to see if nobody holds him accountable.
I like the new terminology you've created. We've gone from bully pulpit to bully pit that the students are subjected to. They're in the bully pit. They have to shut up. But it seems to me that organizations like yours, Campus Reform, you can follow them at campusreform.org, are having some effect. I feel as though there's some more loosening of the discourse that people are able to stand up and sort of say things, and they are finding support for alternative. I'm not to say that the abuse or the, which we saw, the bully pulpit excesses, let's just call it, aren't continuing, but that kids aren't cowering to that any longer. Is that accurate or am I reading, again, am
that
I?
That is absolutely accurate. Campus reform has seen tremendous success, specifically in this past year. We do have a tip line where students across the nation send us tips of what's going on in their classroom. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to fight back. And a lot of times they ask to remain anonymous in fear of losing their academic standing. And it's unfortunate it's come to that. But, you know, it makes us ask, where is the accountability? The professors do this and say these things because they know they can get away with it. They will keep pushing the limits until somebody says enough. College administration, they are supposed to be the ones holding professors accountable for their actions. What baffles me is they do quite the opposite. And campus reform has kind of taken on that role of holding the professors and faculty accountable. You know, the administration will turn it around and encourage and enable this type of behavior from the professors. And, you know, the Orange Coast College professor I mentioned, who was caught recording Trump's presidency, calling it an act of terrorism, she was awarded Faculty of the Year. Faculty of the Year.